to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This, I would like you to introduce yourself first.
Okay. I'm Celia Behar. And you are?
I'm Jody Sweeten. Oh. I just thought I always say it and then introduce myself and, you know, you need to feel special too.
I do. You know what I want to say? I'm going to out us for something. We're doing two episodes in one day and yeah. I totally brought another shirt so that I could have changed in between episodes so that it wouldn't look like we were doing two episodes in one day because we're, you know, filming it and then I forgot. So,
oh yeah, I didn't think about that either. Oh, well, you know what?
Go hey. Dodgers still. Maybe I just only wear this shirt ever and I never change.
That's highly likely.
I know.
So
yeah.
How's it been in the last 5 minutes since we recorded our last podcast? Anything to check in on? How you feeling? How's it going?
Well, I traumatized you in the last podcast.
Yeah, you really did.
So, you know.
Any uplifting stories? Anything good that's happened this week?
Let's
share the good news. Well,
oh, I always like it. I like good news. I got my kids back from Vermont. That was my good news. I really missed them, and it was nice to have that break from each right. other. I also was worried because they were traveling and I'm a mom and, you know, I like MacGyver how everything's going to blow up when I just think about situations.
You MacGyver how everything
Yeah, you know, like MacGyver walks in a room and he like can put everything together. I'm like the opposite. I'm like the anti-MacGyver. I like walk into a room and I'm like, that'll kill somebody. That'll kill somebody. Things will blow up on planes. Like I'm really working on, actually, well, I'll go a little deep. I'm working on that in my with myself and with my therapist.
Who is not yourself.
Who is not myself. Because let me tell you, that wasn't going well. She should be fired. I have been working on focusing more on the positive and accepting that things are just completely out of my control. And I don't have to.
So hard.
It's so hard, but I think A, because I'm a New York Jew and I'm like, was raised like, you're not, you know, everything's like, poo-poo, like, don't,
yeah, you know. I do remember the poo-poo.
Right, poo-poo. Like, you don't say it, you know, it's a jinx. If I say something's going well, I have to like picture every horrible situation that could happen and focus on that, because if I think that things are going to go well, then obviously they won't because I just jinxed it and it's better. And we're actually kind of, as a society, taught to do that, right? Like
right.
focus on, don't, you know, if you brag, if you're like, things are good, people are like, you're bragging, you're, you know, into yourself. But if you're like, I don't know, it could all go to shit tomorrow. People are like, yeah, it could go to shit tomorrow. And I kept getting
humans
like,
are innately sort of negative creatures.
Right. And that's sort of crappy. Like, it doesn't make it so that something's not going to happen. Like, it just makes you miserable until you're not, you know, you're more miserable, I guess. Like, I'm so anxious as a person anyway.
No.
I know. It's shocking. I mean, my anxiety is, you know, gabapentin, my old friend. I've started taking you again. Like, I need that. And so it was causing a lot of issues with my kids. It, as you know, caused some issues in my relationship. And Dustin and I, you know, we had this really long talk one day when we were like, we're just going to decide to be happy and we're going to decide to be in this relationship and love each other and all of our faults and
just jump both feet in.
Both feet in. And that has made such a huge difference, not only in our relationship, but just with my kids. You know, as the variant is spreading and everyone's like, oh my God, we can't go anywhere, you know, and you and I have had this discussion. I'm like at the point where I just feel like I can only be as safe as I can be and live my life. We can't live in a bubble. This is the new normal. We can only do what we can do. And there's like, I understand the wanting to like never leave your house and lock back down again and feel like it's going to happen and we're all going to get sick. And the fact is we might all get sick and we have to hope for
this,
the best.
This isn't feeling positive.
It is positive though. I think the takeaway is my point is that like your mental health is also important. And I know we talked about it throughout the pandemic, but I don't think until we opened back up a little bit, people really realized like how much of a toll it was right. taking
well,
on us.
Well, you know,
and
when you're
kids.
Talking about your mental health while in the middle of an episode, it's sort of
yeah.
really hard to evaluate exactly how bad it's gotten.
It was, you know, it was bad. And so now I just feel like I'm really grateful that I have children that I love that are healthy, that I when they go away, I'm happy that they come back. You know, like I know people don't love their kids a lot sometimes. Like I see people post, they're like, oh my God, so glad my kid's gone. Like I can't take
a
minute of them.
And let's be fair. We sometimes
absolutely
do that in the best of ways of like mom bitching, but right. never, you know, I like what you're saying though. And I too have been trying to figure out how to focus on or just reframe, like, how can I make this more of a positive, yes, like, growing sort of thing instead of, like, why didn't you clean your fucking room?
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? That doesn't right. help. Sorry if I just screamed in the phone, into the microphone.
It was just mostly in my ear.
Oh, that's right.
It actually felt a little, it was nice. It was reminiscent of my childhood.
But, like, it, you know, how do I do, like, oh, how, hey, do you, can I help you? Is there right. a way I can make this easier? Or right. is there something that you need to do? Or, unfortunately, like, if you can't get this done and you're not going to ask for help, then, you know, at this certain time, electronics are going off and you're not going to get them back the rest of the day. So, if you want my help, now's the time to ask. But otherwise, you know, if you've got it, then here yeah, we go. Right. And, like, try and remain positive. And it's so hard because, like you said, like, being a control freak.
Oh, I'm such a control freak.
I mean, too, and I don't realize it because I've lived my life so out of control for so long that then when I got older and, like, realized, oh, I actually like things in a particular way, I didn't realize that, like, I would grip onto that yeah. with just a death grip and have things so particular that I couldn't relax.
Yes, that's how
you know?
I am
so too. It's uh-huh. it's finding that balance. But what you were going to say, what was some, one of the good things that you were just happy that they came back from Vermont?
Well, I was really happy that they came back and
they didn't defect to Vermont.
Yes, they didn't. Well, they joke that they're like, we're going to go back there every summer. I'm like, ha, no, you're not actually, but okay. We've been having a really good time. Like, we got back into the groove of, like, being together, you know, and we do function really well, you know, the three of us together. Like, we have a really good time. And it's just been, I'm just, like, really grateful for them. I've been trying to look at it more and, like, instead of being terrified for them all the time, which I also am, but also working on, like, not projecting that to them because I've realized how much of the COVID stuff and how scared they are because we're also scared and the news is coming at them all the time because of the, right. like, the electronics. Like, it's been impossible to keep them from right. knowing. And so instead of being like, oh my God, wash your hands and like freaking out, like I'm like, hey, just remember, wash your hands, don't touch your face, wear a mask. But also, you know, Lulu asked me this morning, she was like, what happens if both you and Dad get a breakthrough infection? Like, where do we go? And I said, well, you're going to stay with, you'll be with whoever you're with, unless like it was really bad on one side, the other one would take you. We are going to stay in the same house. Like, you'll just be in your room and we'll kind of quarantine.
Right, you're like, I'll quarantine and you know, somebody will, right.
Right. I'm like, hopefully it won't be that bad. And, you know, and she's like, okay, I thought maybe like CPS would come and get us.
Oh, no.
Right. But like, you're not thinking about how kids are perceiving what's going on all the time because we're trying to take it in as adults and it's hard for us to grasp it.
Don't worry. If you get really sick and Jesse also gets really sick, I will call your mom for you and have her
come from Israel,
fly here to take care of you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when I get the email that says, you know, from Los Angeles, because she titles every email from Jerusalem, when it's from Los Angeles, like, I'm going to move away. Like
I told you, could be that all, like, from Jerusalem means Jerusalem is sending you its well wishes as well.
Oh my God, you guys, my mom said she was going to give me, you know this story, but like my mom, it's kind of good news and just because it's funny. She was asking me stuff about, I don't even know what, like, and I kind of opened up to her, which I don't do very often, but I was like, oh yeah, here's what's going on. And instead of my mom having like a real conversation with me, she just writes back, oi. And then she's like, I'm sending you Eleanor Roosevelt's book for your birthday because she's incredible. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I get my birthday present from her and my stepdad, Harvey. And I open it up and it's Michelle Obama's book. And I'm like,
does she know that Michelle Obama and Eleanor Roosevelt aren't actually the same person?
Right, that they're different people. Mom, that's not the same person. I don't know where you went wrong.
Then
like 4 days later, I get another package from an unknown address in Jersey. Like, I'm like, who's sending me this? And it is a used copy of Eleanor Roosevelt's book. First volume, though. So I guess I have more coming at me. And there's no note. So luckily I knew it was from her because, of course, it was from her. Like, she's just, well, it's a lot. It's a lot, you know? I got two books,
you got two
I guess,
books about strong, powerful women. Let's focus on the positive.
There you go. See, focusing on the positive.
Focusing on the positive.
Anyway, my positive has been honestly like spending time with my kids has been like a lot of fun and just being able to miss them and then have them come back.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that's what it is. It's like COVID, even though they go back and forth to the, you know, their dad, it's just like when you're in a relationship with, you know, anybody, like you want to be able to have to miss them,
right,
and have them come back and share new experiences with you, right, as opposed to what'd you do at dad's house? It's like sit on the couch and watch, you know, because they haven't been anywhere.
And it's also about like, you know, the attitude that you all bring to it when you come back together. Because right. I know sometimes it's like, you know, shit happens and it just gets a little bit stressful.
Right.
But it's always like having fun with them and doing things with them, right, and all of that is super important, which we're kind of going to talk about that right. today.
Yes.
Because this episode is, it's about toys.
I'm
not those kind of toys.
I was just going to make.
But educational kind. You. Not that the other kind can't be educational as well, but that's not what we're talking about. So we are going to be talking about educational toys.
I'm pondering what you just like. What do you? What? What the other ones can't be like are educational? Why? Because people don't know what to do with them. Adult. What do you mean?
I was talking about dildos. I know about dildos.
But why are those educate? Like, because you have to figure out
anyway
your stuff, your junk.
I don't know. You learn new things. You can always learn new things, right? And okay. And it, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But when we come back, I promise you. We're not going to be talking about dildos.
Aww.
I mean, not as far as this article is going. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about really cool educational toys, what's been going on with the pandemic, why people are looking for them, and all kinds of fun stuff. And the stuff that we played with growing up, which was basically pre-fire and just trying to rub two stones together with some dried leaves. And yeah, we'll tell you more about our Neanderthal upbringing when we come back from this break.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
We can all agree, I think, that life isn't easy, right?
I mean, yeah, tell me about it. I mean, from, you know, dropping off kids and paying bills and I don't even making dinner, all of that stuff. Not to mention, you know, there's some stuff going on in the world right now that's a little tough.
Just a little bit. And not to mention just, you know, day-to-day life. It's mm-hmm. just, it's a lot. So if there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, then you need to know about BetterHelp.
Yeah, BetterHelp provides access to a licensed professional therapist securely online. And how it works is so easy.
Yeah, once you reach out, the experts at BetterHelp assess your needs, and then they match you with a licensed professional therapist who you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. And you know, Celia and I are huge proponents of therapy. We mm-hmm. think it's super important. It's so helpful, especially for moms and dads.
Parents.
Parents, anybody raising kids. Anybody, really.
Yeah. Oh, and we all need it. And one of the best things about BetterHelp is that you can log into your account anytime to contact your therapist and get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So if you don't want somebody looking at you, and I know as a therapist, sometimes people do phone sessions with me for that exact reason. This is an awesome, awesome way to use it because you know what? You never ever have to sit in a waiting room like you do with traditional therapy, which we all know is a little awkward.
Yeah, and BetterHelp's goal is facilitating great therapeutic matches. So if necessary, it's easy to switch to someone who better suits your needs.
Most importantly, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy. And because they believe therapy should be accessible to all, BetterHelp offers financial aid. You will not find that anywhere else.
No, you will not. And that is one of the reasons that I really love BetterHelp is that mm-hmm. they are trying to make therapy and mental health accessible to everyone. Mm-hmm. So to get started, all you have to do is visit betterhelp.com/say this. That's Better, H-E-L-P, to join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with one of BetterHelp's experienced professionals.
BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier, more fulfilled life today. So they're offering a special for Never Thought I'd Say This listeners. You get 10% off of your first month at betterhelp.com/say this.
Back. Okay. I don't know why I sang that, but it did.
That's all right. Sing the whole thing. It'll be a music. It'll be our musical episode.
I don't think anyone wants that.
No, I don't either. I hate musicals.
What? No, you don't.
I honestly, I don't like most musicals. There's very few musicals I like. I've seen all of them and I've probably been in most of them, but I actually don't really like musicals. Wow. I don't ever feel the
Learn
need to just
about you every day.
Bust out and sing something. That's all.
Well, I won't sing this, no. But
bummer.
Let's talk about this Engadget article that was talking about how, like, millennials and Gen Xers, you know, we got ripped off by things like wooden blocks and dolls, and, you know, we had antiquated toys. We had a hoop and one of those sticks that you saw those Victorian children playing
with. I'm older than you. All I had was
in the time of cholera, yeah. And you would run down the street just like pushing the stick down.
First of all, I'm older than you. All I had was a fucking can that I was allowed to kick around a yard. It was just
not even string.
No,
couldn't even do the string.
No,
that's a bummer.
That was like a whole. You'd have begged. That's a Hanukkah present right there. It's just fucking string.
Well,
I just kicked a can around.
So in this new study that was done by Genius of Play, they found that during the 2019-2021 school years, that parents, that 65% of parents expressed concerns that their child would be behind due to the disrupted school year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that number is probably even higher at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing close to 99.9% of parents are probably at this point worrying that their kids are going to be behind. I know mine are, and I'm okay with it. I'm not stressing about it. The entire world was interrupted.
Yeah.
It's not like this didn't happen to everyone across the board.
Yeah. No one's going to be behind because everyone's behind.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I keep telling my
exactly.
kids.
Exactly. And, you know, children did lose, on average, about 8 weeks of classroom learning in the spring of 2020. And all of last year, the whole thing.
Right?
Well, for you, yeah. My
Me,
kids
yeah.
went back.
Right.
Some schools went back at
right.
certain points, whatever. But basically.
Yeah, mine were out the whole year.
Yeah. Basically, kids lost a lot of classroom learning. And many parents are turning to the cutting edge in educational toys to try and help bridge that gap.
Yeah.
And by educational toys, we do not just mean, actually, we don't mean really at all, like iPads and electronics and all of that kind of stuff. And look, we are not against those. My kids spend probably way too much time
Mine
on
too.
A screen, as most kids do these days. And I am a parent who, I admit it. It's hard to get them away from the screens. We do have time away from it, but, you know, it's hard. And
yes,
during
very.
The pandemic, it was real hard.
Yeah.
So 76% of them said that setting aside time for educational play was the best way to prepare their kid for the upcoming school year. And 70% are actively taking steps to help their child prepare through either educational workbooks, that's about 47%, watching educational programming together, that's about 40%, or virtual or in-person tutors, again, about 40%, and lots more going on. Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, I was just thinking that right now, I was like, oh, I'm doing these podcasts and my kids aren't on screen, like on their iPads together. I know what they're doing. And then you're like watching educational things together. Right now, my children are together. Harper's babysitting. And they dressed up and did each other's, they did makeup. Like
right?
Harper did makeup. They are dressed up, like they said, 50s housewives.
Okay.
No joke.
Okay.
They are making cupcakes together and watching Twilight. So it's.
You
very educational.
Okay, you know what? But here's the thing. But they're having fun.
They are.
And
they learned that vampires are sparkly. So
I've never seen Twilight, so I have no idea what that means.
It's
but
the funniest movie ever.
I can't.
It's such
I can't.
A good comedy.
Well, Twilight is certainly not in the educational realm of programming.
You learn a lot about vampires that you didn't know. They're very strong, like very, very strong, and they're very, very sparkly. So clearly my kids are prepared to go back to school now. Cupcakes and sparkly. Yeah, they're creative. That's all. That's what
I
it's
mean,
doing. That's educational.
I saw Lestat in fucking Interview with a Vampire. He was very creative with his wigs and his wardrobe. Play the piano. I'm just going to say.
In Twilight, they play baseball, just so you know. They play some baseball. Also, there are werewolves in Twilight. Spoiler alert. And they're just really, really big wolves that people turn it. It's the worst, but that's what they're doing. They are dressed up in full outfits making cupcakes right now and good watching the Twilight
I mean,
series.
They're having fun. They're yes. bonding together. Like,
I hope.
They're no longer feeling probably like they're stuck in the house, yeah. but they're, they yeah. get to choose to do activities together. Yes. Now, I will say I had my kids have worked with a tutor before, but she was gone for much of the pandemic. She was out of town with a family that she works with. Mm-hmm. But since then, like, my kids really stressed over school, so I have tried to not stress them out further yeah. with stuff. But there are some actually really fun ideas. Now, not all of these ideas are age appropriate for our kids,
right?
Because ours are a little older,
right?
But some of them may be. And honestly, some of them are, I mean, they're great ways to get kids engaged and doing other things. But some of them are a bit like,
yeah,
what? Yeah, really? Like yeah. some of them feel like you're just setting up kids like, hey, welcome to baby trade school. You're going to learn how to rewire a computer board. You know what I mean? Because we're going to need you to do that someday when you are chained to a table. And, you know, whatever.
Right. Because nobody goes anywhere anymore. It's right. become Wall-E.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Uh-huh. So, Idiocracy, I always say.
Uh-huh.
We've
uh-huh.
arrived. Yep. So, anyway, a few more things, though, about that the survey that parents took that were revealed. 75% of parents believe their child has had more time to play as a result of the pandemic. And yes, but no.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you can play, but not with your friends right. or outside or at the park or...
Right. And you have to make sure that all your online stuff is done and then there, you
right,
know.
Right. But you also have to do, yeah, your homework and all that, which is going to take you six times as long to do
right.
because you've been on the screen all day. So the last thing you want to do is continue to be on the screen to do homework. And
right. And you can't ask questions and you right. weren't there in person and learning is a little bit different. And
so
you know.
75% of those parents, yeah. I think, I don't know. That's a little doubtful.
Yeah.
But 68% of parents said their kids are getting tired of screens
Agreed.
And gravitating towards traditional toys.
Yeah.
And I am 100% sick of screens, and I still find myself on them all the time.
I was like, and you're gravitating toward toys? Because I thought we weren't talking about that anymore.
First of all, I was 69% of parents
you
said that.
69.
No. Okay. So anyway, and kind of touching on what you talked about too.
As she touches me. Ew.
I said touching.
No,
I had to touch.
No, you don't.
43% have become more thankful for and or reliant on toys and play as an educational resource.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I think, you know, talking about being more grateful and stuff, it's reframing it. It's being like, what can these toys do, right?
Right.
So this article is on Engadget, and it targets toys that can stimulate your child's brain while also keeping them entertained, which... You know, look, it's not always easy to do. I feel like screens kind of check them out. Like,
right.
like, if you're playing, you know, Bubble Blaster or whatever the hell on there. I don't know, whatever it is. Like, that's not necessarily educational,
no.
but you're completely absorbed in it, right?
Right?
And then sometimes you're, like, you know, watching educational videos and you're like, I want to throw myself off of this chair because
right.
this is so boring.
Mostly my kids seem to watch, like, streamers play. They're watching
oh
people play games. They
right.
watch those streamers and then they try and tell me about it. They did it yesterday. I was like, I don't even
I don't,
know if that was
care.
In English.
Right. But
like,
these toys... actually can help avoid
right,
that.
Right.
So there is a variety of toys included, and we're going to go through the list. So
yeah, I don't understand some of them though.
Right. Some of them, I mean, some of them I'm like, I can't even do that. Why? How is that a toy for toddlers that I can't figure out?
Yeah, I don't know.
One of the first ones that they have, and I've seen this so much, and you know, my kids just haven't been like as into this stuff, and I wonder like, would they still be? But it's smart circuits. This is a toy from Smart Lab. Now, by the way, none of these toys are paying us
yeah,
to promote
yeah.
this.
We're just talking
we're
about
just talking. We're bullshitting about an article, and we have neither played with these toys, nor are we getting paid to review them. We just wanted to talk about some of them, and some of them look great. Some of them,
yeah, I don't know.
So, Smart Lab smart circuits. Now, these basically...
Is this the circuit board thing?
It's
I don't,
a circuit
what is
board.
It, though?
It's a circuit board. I don't know what the fuck a circuit board is.
Do you remember Erector sets? Like, I like to build things.
Oh, boy, do I. Yeah. No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Back to her toys. I remember those. Like, I like to build things.
Few
and
of those
I like
in my drawer. No, sorry.
I have some in my pants.
Anyway.
I like to build things, and I actually do like to make electronics work, but I don't understand. The circuit board thing seems like a little much for me.
I don't know. It's
maybe
it's,
I'm old. I mean,
there's the usual electronic kids fare, like LEDs, a speaker, a potentiometer.
What's that?
No idea.
Okay.
Apparently we missed out on fucking circuit board toys, and now toddlers know what a potentiometer is. I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, and they know how to work one.
I got Lulu a Light Bright. Is that the same thing?
Totally the same thing.
Because we play totally with that, and I love that fucking thing.
I love a Light Bright.
Like, seriously, we play with it a lot.
But we're not talking about Light Bright. We are talking about a circuit board. Yeah, and basically, it can take kids, it takes kids from simple blinking lights to complex motion-controlled games. It's a snap-together baseboard. It can lie flat on a table, or it can be folded into a cube.
That's cool.
Or all this kind of stuff. And it gives kids an extra element to play with when they graduate to designing their own circuits. Now, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what circuit boards do. My boyfriend was an electrician for a very long time. He probably does. But I bet you they didn't have kids' electronic circuit boards when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Or when I was a kid.
No. Because we didn't have that.
No, we didn't.
No.
And now, here we are, not knowing what a potentiometer is, and we're basically fucked for life. So what we're saying is definitely get your kids the smart circuit. No, I don't know. Yeah. But it looks fun. Now, here's something that we can both relate to, which is the shape sorter.
I had the play school shape sorter. I had so many of those for the kids. I love them.
It was like the box thing, and it was the star and the half circle and the oval and the moon and whatever. It teaches fine motor skills, hand-eye coordination, problem solving, all that. Now, this one is not necessarily a high-tech one, but this is one that has lasted through the ages, and we've played with, our parents probably played
with.
They
used to be wood. I mean, I remember that. Now they're plastic because
You know, I'd rather have them be. I mean, I don't know.
Melissa and Doug maybe make some of them in wood.
Out of like recycled wood or something. Yeah.
But I think the reason they changed it actually was because at daycares and stuff, kids were throwing them at each other and like hurting each other. So they changed them to light plastic.
We actually talked about in our last episode.
Yeah.
Kids and wooden
and
blocks.
Wood blocks. Yep.
So this is also makes it much more able to be thrown at people without seriously injuring them. But no, these things, you know them, you love them. They're like $10. They're fun. Sort some shapes. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But not with the wooden kind.
My kids always, when they were little and had those, would try and find other things in the house that they could like stick through the little holes and like they wouldn't fit. You know, like with the, like they'd go and get a Barbie or head of something. I'd be like, super. And I'd always come in and it'd be like, just crap sticking out of the fucking shape.
Well, I mean, at least they didn't sit there trying to put a square peg in a round hole for
now. I thought you were going to say something else. And I'm just really glad I had girls so that I knew that that wasn't what you were going to say.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Here's one that called the Yodo Player.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, this one. It's a screen-free music player.
I'm a little jealous of
it. Isn't a handheld radio, but don't be so jealous because here's what I see.
Why?
So it's great for a young child who wants to play their own tunes and stories, but who maybe isn't ready for an iPad or smart speaker of their own. So these are, it's got a cute little design with like pixely displays, sort of looks like you used to play Snake on your old Nokia phone.
Yes.
Ooh. And it's detailed enough for kids to make out images.
Okay.
Like snakes and squares and whatnot. I don't know. But it's insufficient for video, which is actually good news for parents worried about too much screen time. So it's vague screen time. It's the kind of screen time that we grew up with, which is just
blurry and
pixelated.
And you get bored with it because it's not really working the way you want it to.
Right.
Okay.
Yodo calls this player a carefully connected speaker.
Okay.
Which means that you bring it online during the initial setup, but from there, kids can access safe songs and other content through these physical cards that go in this little slot.
Okay.
So it's sort. This is what it looks like.
I see.
It looks. I'm gonna. It's sort of like it's like a little.
It looks like a mini TV, like old school TV.
You know what it looks like? Is it looks like some old MP3 players that I've got.
Yes.
In my garage when you used to have the old, not smart, not touchscreen iTunes. What is it?
The iPod.
Jesus Christ. That's
it does look like
the
that.
iPod, and you take that and you could plug it in. So what I'm saying here, people, is this. Yodo Player is cool, But if you've got an old iPod, fuck.
Wow.
If you've got an old iPod or an old person like me, probably has an old iPod, you can find that in like an old Bose sound dock that you used to have to, that you would have to plug it into, right? Just get a little air duster, blow the air out of that bottom part of the iPod and stick it right on there. And that's it, right?
No. Well, I think the point I think the point of this also is that it plays, like they said, safe songs. So you don't have to worry about your kids listening to things that may, like WAP, which both of my children can sing all the words to.
I'm pretty
to.
Sure that they make one of those cards for this.
So
I'm pretty sure that
for
that's,
WAP?
Oh, no, maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay, guess not.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
That's disappointing.
Listen, I don't want to listen to like kids' music. My kids never did, but I know that there are parents that don't want their kids listening to WAP and their kids will probably turn out a lot far better than mine. But regardless, you know.
But for those parents.
Yeah, so that would be a good thing.
That would be a good thing.
Right.
Here's another good thing. An Amazon Fire 7 Kids Pro. Which
is basically
a tablet.
Oh, a tablet. Wow. Well.
So that's why I was saying, yeah, that, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily the most educational, but it's, you know, they offer adequate parental controls. Doesn't sound like comprehensive parental controls.
No.
It sounds like, I mean,
yeah,
they're not going to see any dicks.
All right.
They're not going to see dicks, but they might see some boobs. That's what I feel like adequate parental controls mean.
So oh, they're fine.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But they do have, it includes, you know, Amazon Kids and all that stuff. Now, again, I am trying to detach myself from
screens,
Amazon as much as possible.
Too. God,
I
know.
After I helped support, you know, a giant dick fly into space. And then it also the rocket looked like a dick too.
See, but, there's camp in
we're
space.
Never,
that's
right.
why.
Anyway. It's Amazon, whatever. Hey, look, I am still on the Amazon train as much as I hate to admit it. But this does have like kids built in stuff, but it's a tablet. So
wait,
I don't know.
This next one I actually use. I just want to, say.
You personally or your children?
I've done them with her, but not Harper, Lulu. I have Kiwi Crate's subscription box. I actually got probably like 4 months ago for Lulu. Someone had sent her one as a present, like to test out.
Okay.
And she loved it and she came and talked to me. And it's
here's what it is. Kiwi Crate is, and it says, look, subscription boxes, I love them. I've got, you know, Stitch Fix, I've got all kinds of shit that the subscription boxes. They're great. But this one is designed for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they have them like a different ages, right?
Yeah.
So you can pick what age. And it's a subscription box that comes each month. And you get a collection of simple DIY toys, crafts, and games built around a theme. I have to say, Bee would love this because
Lulu
she's constantly looking for like DIY craft stuff and something new. Because it's always like, can you take me to the craft store because I need more crafts because
I've
crafted.
Well, and everything comes in the box, which is awesome. And I, you know, I'll go in if she needs me, but like Lulu gets it out. She reads the directions, you know, on her own. She's super excited. She builds it. And then she's like really excited to show us what it is.
Yeah.
She made this parrot this past week or past month. It was a parrot and she had to put it together and, you know, do this whole thing. And Dustin was coming over and she was like so excited to bring this out and show him that that's what she made.
And we've done, done ads for stuff. There's one,
the passport.
Kids passport.
Little passports.
Little passports. That's what it is. Little passports.
Yeah. For younger kids. Which
yes.
I think
for younger kids
was
about
awesome,
like,
also.
And that one's all
travel
stuff.
Things. Yep. Yeah.
Which was also fun during the pandemic when we couldn't travel and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And if you're still staying safe, that's kind of a
kids
fun one.
Subscription backs are really, and I never had done one before, you know, for Lulu. It's
this
great.
This one, the example they gave is for instance, a recent box was all built around bioluminescent animals.
Yeah.
So it also talks about like cool nature stuff. Inside was a plush lightning bug that we had to stuff ourselves and shape using hair ties. This is coming from the article, by the way. A mushroom that had us painting a Slurpee lid and then dotting it with glow-in-the-dark stickers and a dancing glowing jellyfish, as well as several window clings of sea creatures for him to create scenes with. Past kits have covered farm life, dinosaurs, simple machines like ramps. It's all pretty simple. Think cardboard, felt, wood. Definitely not built to last, but they've gotten plenty of use out of each piece. And so I love that. Like, that's really fun. And as they get older, the projects get more complex.
Yep.
Because the price goes up too. But later boxes include stuff like screen printing tools, trebuchet kits. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. She hasn't gotten one. Oh, but it sounds like a triage kit. And I'm like, what? Triage me? Oh.
And even robots. So I'm going to say that one sounds really fun. And that one also sounds like a great one you could actually do with your kids.
Yeah.
So that's like fun, hands-on exploration type stuff. And that was Kiwi Crate's subscription. Again, not being paid, just sounds like a cool idea. I actually might look into that.
Nope. I'm already saying no to this. Absolutely not. No. Nope. No.
What?
I'm sorry. I've been hurt. I don't care. I've been hurt too many times in my life.
No, but this one's the big ones. These are the big ones. These are the Duplo. This is Lego Duplo, my first number train. And Duplo are the big ones. Duplo are the ones that you see coming. You can see those in a rug.
Not in the dark.
You can, what the fuck are you doing? Take a flashlight.
To go to the bathroom in the dark when someone's left them all over the hallway? No, those motherfuckers still hurt. I'm sorry, Lego, but I need some, make a better products where I don't get hurt on them.
Slippers. May I suggest slippers?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fair.
Duplo are the big ones. Those are for like the toddlers that they can't choke on, that you supposedly aren't supposed to hurt when you step on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this one's not, it's not an electronic gizmo toy that you can plug in. It's, you know, it's just fun numbers. They can put them in order, all that kind of stuff. I loved Lego Duplo as a kid. My kids have grown up with them and now are onto Lego bricks and all of that stuff. Those ones do actually leave sharp impale marks, but we love them nevertheless. Anyway, Duplo, all good, and you may avoid hurting yourself.
I'm going to sing the praises of Pros yet again because it's amazing and it's also the world's most personalized hair care. And I just kind of have to talk about the incredible results that both of us have been seeing with our customized Pros products.
Oh, seriously. I mean, I have been so happy with my Pros products. I used that pre-shampoo mask today.
Yeah, your hair is so shiny, by the way.
I know. It's so nice. It's super soft, but it doesn't feel like greasy and weighed down, which I have really thin and fine hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I use those masks sometimes from like, you know, hair masks or whatever, they make my hair super greasy and like oily and it doesn't look good. But this stuff, my hair is like soft and fluffy and it just feels so much stronger and so much healthier since I started using Pros.
It looks gorgeous. And obviously I don't have fine hair and I also love it. I love this oil. I've talked about it before.
Yes.
I didn't shower this morning and I was able to, my hair is not something you could do that with usually and have it look good at all. It looks like a bird's nest. Nope. I threw some Pros into it. It smells fantastic and it kept the frizz at bay. It's phenomenal because Pros knows that there is more to you than just your hair type. And that is why Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how we got started. And it honestly could not be easier.
Yeah, seriously. I just went to the website, answered a few questions. I mean, the whole process took 5 minutes, maybe. And after that, I found out which products would work best for my hair.
Me too. And you know, Pros accomplishes this by analyzing over 85 personal factors in that short quiz. And the result is hair care items, like the one I just said, made with a unique blend of ingredients to treat my exact hair care concerns.
And Pros also has a review and refine feature, which lets you kind of tweak and adjust your formulas for any reason. Say you change your address, you move to a different location, which is one of the questions that they ask because they take into account what chemicals are in your water supply, the UV radiation, all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah. And as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. That has become something very important to the both of us. And all of their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They are also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. That is so amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. And most importantly, if you're not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care that you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. So take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/say this. That's PROSE.com/say this for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
Oh, you will definitely not regret it.
Now, Now, this one, the one that I wanted to really get to is this one.
Yeah.
This sounds like the nightmare of all nightmares.
I mean,
of a kid's toy.
Honest to God.
It is, it says Playtime Engineering Blip Box.
Blip Blocks.
Oh, there's an L in there.
Yeah, Blip Blocks.
Blip Blocks.
Saying it alone pisses me off.
Okay, so, sorry, Blip Blocks. I had something like this for my kids that I'm going to tell you from personal experience was something that I could not take the batteries out of fast enough and tell them that broke. It wasn't a Blip Blocks, but it was something similar. This gadget, it says, it may just look like a simple noisemaker for kids. And that right there is where you've lost the parents.
Yeah, noisemaker.
And a simple noisemaker, it may look like it, but it's much more than just a toy. Yeah. That is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, my youngest child is a simple noisemaker. Right, I don't need more fucking things that make noise.
And listen to this. Just wait. While the device is loaded with 300 melodies and a synchronized light show, it also packs a capable digital synthesizer engine. Holy shit. You're teaching these kids to like play new wave music.
No,
basically.
You're teaching these kids how to like waterboard me basically with electronic bullshit.
There's an oscillator with the usual assortment of synth parameters.
All right.
These kids are going to be looking like flock of seagulls. Can I just tell you, they're going to have the hair. They're going to have a keytar strapped to them. That's what this is.
Listen, Blip Blocks, I don't want to totally call you out for hating fucking mothers, but obviously you fucking hate moms.
But here's what you can do. It's also got a MIDI input for use with a keyboard or other accessories in addition to a quarter-inch output. So you could plug in other loud noise-making devices to this already loud noise-making device, build your own band, and plug that shit into a speaker. So you could
become an official torturer of human beings by locking them in a room and putting your kid in there with a Blip Blocks and being like, have at
it. Also, did you know that this was actually what Paris Hilton used when she DJ'd her set? Was a Blip Blocks. Sorry, Paris. I don't know Paris, and I'm not.
She's probably very talented. Who would know?
Maybe. I've heard maybe at DJing, not her strong suit. But you know what? DJing really became a whole. It was a lot. A lot of people DJed. A lot of people DJed, and they all started on Blip Blocks. So if you would like to eventually work your way up to, making that your career, start now, and torture your parents to death with ear cancer. Not actual ear cancer. You just wish that you actually had your ear drums permanently damaged.
Listen, I have to say that I'm angry. I'm angry at Blip Blocks. I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm angry at them. And in my mind, they will always now be, because I'm angry at them, Blip Cocks.
Wow.
They are Blip Cocks. Also, I feel like that's a good title for the episode, but whatever. It's just me.
Or we just say we blocks the Blip Blocks.
That was bad. Yeah, that's what.
See, if I had a Blip Blocks, I could have used that as a sample and never said woogie.
I don't know.
This is what
I was. So
now I know what I'm getting you for
now
your birthday.
That I would not be a good DJ. That's not how you do it.
Well, I'm going to say it tells you at the end of this that its features are advanced enough to offer noise making magic for parents too. So, should you like to be a magical noisemaker yourself?
Listen,
you too can have a Blip Blocks that you can plug into a keyboard, into a speaker. And for the price of $200, you get to pay
$200
to want to stab yourself in the ear.
Listen.
It's sort of like paying for a dom or something. You're like, hey, let me give you my money so that you can torture me. And I'm going to say that I enjoy it because it's my kids.
I was going to say that, you know, there are things that make me have noise making magic, but I don't think it's a Blip.
But we weren't talking about those toys.
We are now.
Okay.
Speaking
of other things that'll keep you busy, the last one on there is the Montessori Busy Board. And I want to bring this one up because my kids had one of these that was like the little things that were the zippers open, close, and tying and doing all that shit. But here's what I found is that the ones that my kids had, had things on them that taught them how to undo.
Yeah, how to unlatch things. Yep. Yep.
How to undo their car seat.
Right.
How to undo gates.
Yep, yep. Get into the childproof things.
Get into
even.
The childproof yeah. things. And same. Like undo. And I was like, oh.
Motherfuckers.
I literally gave them a toy that was basically like a code.
Right.
To it was.
It's like children's spies made it. Right, and they right, were right. Like, hey, this is how you get into the fucking crackers when they're not there. Right.
You'll learn how to unbuckle your seatbelt right. while your mom's on the freeway. Like, yeah, that's actually the ad for it is learn how to unbuckle yourself while your mom's driving 70 miles an hour in the fast lane so that you can really fucking scare her. That's what yep. that block that board is called.
Yeah, no, it's
so
scary
anyway,
shit.
Basically what we're saying is there are some really cool toys out there that you can use to get your kids off the screens, away from stuff. I think I might actually look into that
Kiwi.
That Kiwi crate thing, because I know B would love it, and I want to get rid of so much shit that's
well,
in the
room.
Well,
and you know what? If B and Lulu both have them, they can talk about them as
they
well.
They can.
Because
oh, they could.
FaceTime all oh my the God, time they would, anyway and talk about Roblox,
but they could FaceTime craft together, yeah. which I know is something else that they do.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. There is so much cool stuff out there. The one thing that we're going to advise with also purchasing some noise-canceling headphones yeah. with it is that $200 Monster Noisemaker, also known as the Don't Get It Box.
Blip.
Right.
Cox.
The Blip.
The Blip Cox. I'm sorry, but that's what it is in my head.
Well,
fuck you, Blip Cox. Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't want that in my
They're never
house.
Advertising on our show.
Well.
But again, that's why
okay
we could
that.
Talk about all this, because no one was paying us, and so they didn't care if we talked
right.
shit about it.
Wait, did you have a favorite toy when you were a kid? Like, was there something that you loved to use and do and play with?
My favorite toy as a kid, like that I can remember, I had the She-Ra castle.
Oh my God. I was like, if you say it's like a, you know, John Stamos doll, I'm going to get up and leave. Oh that's what
I would get up and leave if I said that. No.
She-Ra, like
no.
Princess of Power, She-Ra, that?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Because yeah. my best friend Jeffrey lived across the street. We were the same age. We were both like toddler. Like I was like 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
And he was He-Man and I was She-Ra.
Oh.
And I had the full little like head thing and the shield and the She-Ra tower.
Yep.
And the horse, the Pegasus with the wings. I can't tell you how badly to this day I wanted to be She-Ra. And I still, you could be Wonder Woman I could be She-Ra
for
Halloween.
I was just going to say that I had the same obsession with Wonder Woman and I had Wonder Woman overalls and I like honestly
for
thought
sure, Wonder
that
Woman
I,
overalls.
Yeah, and I had underoos as well, which by the way, on my birthday or the day after my birthday, I actually have grown up Wonder Woman underoos that some mama had sent me and I kept them and I came running out of my closet in my Wonder Woman underoos and Dustin just looked up and was like, what the fuck? What are you? And I was like, duh! Like I had all that stuff and I had all like, you know, that's all I wanted
I do
to
know
be.
That you love Wonder Woman.
I so love Wonder Woman. So yes,
you
love
Wonder Woman. I loved She-Ra, but that was like, I remember being so creative.
Yeah. But
with,
we didn't
like,
have the other, all the stuff.
Yeah, was it nothing? It was like, if it lit up, if I could push a button and it was like, bing, and like, I was like, oh wow, that's cool. But
right.
that was, I will say like my first super, super memorable toy was that. And also, I did have, and the reason I speak so poorly of things like Blip Blocks is that I remember I had a little keyboard that had all the Muppets music on it.
Oh,
and
I remember
it, and it
that
lit
thing.
Up.
Yes.
And it lit up to where it would teach you how to play
songs,
the songs.
Yep.
But it didn't have, you know, headphones or anything. And my mom one time made the horrible decision of allowing me to take that on a road trip.
Oh my God.
To San Francisco.
Please
and I
tell
think
me Sam threw it out the window.
We didn't quite make it to, we lived in Orange County. I don't even think we made it to like LA proper before my mom was like, we're not going to do that. Cause it was like, you know, just in the back, or the Rainbow Connection. Which is a beautiful song, but
not
once you've heard
100 times.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I thought it was so much fun. And my poor parents were just like, I'm going to throw myself out the window. So anyway, those are two
that out the window.
Super memorable toys that I had when I was little.
Wonder Woman, I had everything Wonder Woman for the longest time. I also had this thing called my dog has fleas that I was like obsessed with, which I'm, again, I'm older than you. And all it was a plastic dog, which is mostly why I wanted it, just because I was like, it's cute. And it had these like holes in it. And you had to put the fleas in it. And like at some point, because of the pressure, the fleas would like pop off. And whoever put the flea on it last would pop, it would lost the game if they all popped off.
Right, right, right.
But yes, like I was obsessed. I was obsessed with it. I really wanted it for Hanukkah for some reason. And so I got that. And it took me all of, you know, 3 days to lose all of the fleas and then sort of just put
and
the dog into
you had
my,
a flea infestation.
And then I had, yeah. Oh, please. In my house, that was, you know. My mom would have named them all. Like we had like 25 fucking animals at a time. That was nothing. But I do that.
Now it's
like
all making sense. Now it's all making sense.
I mean, and I will also say my favorite toy in the end, not that he was a toy, but was my cat. I got, that was the thing that I wanted the most as a kid. Like everyone else wanted Barbies and all that stuff. And I didn't like Barbies at all because I never looked like a Barbie in any way whatsoever. My older sister loved Barbies and Julie and I, my younger sister, we used to go into Lori's room when she wasn't there and we would fucking cut all the hair off of her Barbie dolls and then we would pull their heads off and she had her own bathroom and we would just put all of the Barbie heads in her toilet and leave. We were Barbie decapitators and torturers.
My kids have pulled apart many a Barbie.
But we did it to her when she like wasn't there. She'd come home and like there'd be just Barbie heads, her favorite Barbie heads that we had cut the hair off of and put in her toilet.
My kids would have stabbed each other.
Oh,
for that.
I mean, she was pissed, but she was weird. You know, she was mean. So we would think of mean things to do back to her.
Wow.
That's what we did. Wow. Anyway, in fifth grade, all I wanted, they were like, you can get whatever toys you want for Hanukkah, right? I mean, not whatever, but you know, there's 8 nights of Hanukkah. You run out of shit to give your kids. You're like, hey, have a gummy bear. Like, it's kosher. You know, it's nothing. My mom was like, what do you want? And she always sort of told us the budget. And I said, I don't want any toys this year in fifth grade. I said, I want a Siamese cat. I want a Siamese kitten. And then they let me do that. Instead of having any toys, I got my Siamese kitten, who my dad used to say was, when we got him, he was so small you could lose him under a newspaper. And I named him. When we had newspapers. His name was Stavros after a bad guy on General Hospital.
Stop it. Do you know? Okay, wait. I have to tell you. Hold on.
What?
Speaking of John Stamos.
Touching me.
Speaking of John
Stamos. That he was also on General Hospital.
And played.
Stavros on Full House.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think.
Sorry. That whole moment. Yes. It came all the way around from the John Stamos toy to Stavros the cat.
From Stavros
and really
from
on
Stavros to Stamos. That's what it was. It was a Stavros to Stamos moment. Oh, Sabrina just gave me the like, yes. Oh, that now it's the episode title.
That's it, right.
It's from Stavros to Stamos to Stavros or Stavros to Stamos. Who knows anymore?
Right? And,
yeah.
And people are going to tune in because they're going to think we have John on the show.
We don't.
Surprise!
We don't even have a Stavros on the show. It's just all fucked now. I'll have a bad Greek accent or something and, you know, put on a mustache. So I named him Stavros. And so I watched General Hospital. That's why that was his name. So I also knew that John had, you know, was Blackie. And then later when he did that on Full House, I did actually watch that.
You know what's, here's the crazy part though. Because I didn't watch General Hospital, I had no idea that Stavros was a character on General Hospital, which he probably pulled the name from when he did that.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah. I just learned something about Full House that I didn't know.
And General Hospital. And
fucking
me.
You know what? Here's the deal. On that trifecta of amazingness, I'd say we should walk away. We're done.
I agree.
We're done. It's not going to
get. Thank you and good night. Tip your waitress. It's been great. Get home safe.
Yeah. And if you would like to find us on social media, you can go ahead and find the podcast at Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram, at Never Thought I'd on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook at Never Thought I'd Say This. And you can make sure and check out our new YouTube channel, Never Thought I'd Say This on YouTube. We have new content coming out every week. Mm-hmm. And you can find me at Jody Sweeten on Instagram and Twitter and...
You can find me at The Celia Behar on Instagram and Twitter as well.
And TikTok. You can find me on TikTok
right.
At Jody Sweeten.
Oh, I'm on TikTok too, but I still don't know how to use it. I think it's The Celia Behar as well.
Well,
find
us.
Yeah, you'll find her, but you'll never, I don't do anything.
We'll see about that. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you had fun with your toys. That's not...
Wow.
That's tonight. That's where I'm heading off for tonight.
You said focus on something good.
You're
what?
Right. And now I also this is said, the rest of my good. Get the fuck out of this episode. So, well, remember you guys, keep going the parenting game.
And not your kids or your toys or your Stavroses.
Never thought I'd say this with Jodi Sweetin and Celia Behar is an Audio Boom original.